We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, brave viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 80 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us is Chile with the following new edition in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. We also have a new cable channel in Alamos Norte, Bogotá, Colombia, channel 68 on TV Alamos, and a new cable channel in Monte Plata Province, the Dominican Republic, channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. Also, please note, in Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, on TV Costa Veg, channel 19 has changed to channel 37. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37, formerly channel 19, on TV Costa Veg. In Bogotá, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in El Adaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10,
Channel 52 on Tele 10. Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Bacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas. Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Doliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Botswana celebrates her Independence Day. In animal news, the discovery of a new monkey species in Colombia is announced. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 30th, commemorates the birth of Muslim scholar and Sufi saint Jalal al-Din Rumi, one of the most well-known Persian poets in history. Born in 1207 in Balkh, now part of Afghanistan, Rumi is revered around the world for his exquisite verses expressing love of the divine. His elevating words are appreciated by the people from many faiths and nationalities. One of his most famous books, Mathnawi, is recognized as his masterpiece and among the most influential pieces of Muslim mysticism. May the wondrous works of Jalal al-Din Rumi continue to uplift many to the heavenly realms of love, truth, and beauty.
Fly-in news. Homes are buried in Mexican landslide. Following a massive landslide in a remote town of Oaxaca State that traveled 1,200 feet downhill in the very early hours of Tuesday, September 28th, some 1,000 people were originally feared dead. The region where the landslide occurred had been enduring days of incessant rains, brought first by Hurricane Carl and then Tropical Storm Matthew. President Felipe Calderon dispatched soldiers and Marine troops to help with rescue operations, which fortunately have revealed just 11 people missing and no confirmed fatalities thus far. Meanwhile, vast areas surrounding riverside communities in southern Mexico were still underwater as of Tuesday, and Civil Protection's Operation Coordinator Luis Marin said that regions south of the city of Oaxaca were still at high risk for flooding, with shelters that have been opened to accommodate displaced residents.
Expressing her sympathy and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with government officials to find out if help is needed and to go if possible to assist the flood affected, also saying that funds for urgent needs are available.
We thank President Calderon and all personnel who are aiding relief efforts, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. Our prayers for the safe recovery of those missing, and that such extreme conditions are minimized through our kinder treatment of one another and our earthly abode.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
The colleagues from the humanitarian community who are here today.
United Nations agencies collaborate to further the lives of the disadvantaged. At a meeting on Monday, September 27th, the United Nations Development Program, or UNDP, and the United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, pledged to work even more closely together in providing effective relief and recovery aid for people and communities.
UNDP Administrator Helen Clark and WFP Executive Director Jacet Charan affirmed this intention in a joint statement that said, to help achieve the Millennium Development Goals, we need to reach beyond business as usual to support countries to build back better after conflicts and natural disasters and assist those nations that continue to struggle with protracted crisis. Executive Director Charan reminded that despite a United Nations report citing a decrease in the number of chronically hungry people this year, hundreds of millions still face dire situations, emphasizing that food security must remain a priority. She stated, "This is no time to relax."
Executive Director Sheeran, Administrator Clark, United Nations Development Program, and World Food Program, we are touched by your dedication to better the lives of those in need. Blessed be such efforts in inspiring us all to help ensure that poverty and hunger become a thing of the past as societies everywhere are sustained in plenty.
Train from Moscow to Nice resumes after almost a century. For the first time since 1914, a train from Moscow, Russia arrived in Nice, France on Saturday, September 25th. Launched by Russian Railways, the new once-a-week service will allow Russians to travel by train to France's Mediterranean coast. Congratulations, Russian Railways, on the renewed launch of this luxurious service. May it provide many opportunities for enhanced friendship as Russian visitors are welcomed by their warm-hearted French hosts.
Jewish boat to Gaza makes symbolic journey for Palestinians and peace. A group of 9 Jewish travelers from Israel, Germany, the U.S. and Britain, all members of the UK-based Jews for Justice for Palestinians, departed from northern Cyprus in a small boat on Sunday, September 26, to deliver a humble and symbolic amount of aid to Palestinians in Gaza. Their mission was to represent the Jewish tradition of nonviolence with an intent to show solidarity for Palestinians and calling for the free passage of goods and people to and from the Gaza Strip. When their boat arrived in Israeli waters on Tuesday, the group was towed by the military to the port of Ashdod, where arrangements were made for transfer of the aid to Gaza. Other groups supporting the journey included European Jews for Just Peace, Germany's Jewish Voice for a Just Peace in the Middle East, U.S.-based Jewish Voice for Peace, American Jews for a Just Peace, and Australia's Jews Against the Occupation, Sydney. "We are touched, Jewish Boat to Gaza organizers and participants, for your courageous and heartfelt action calling for justice and a shared peace. May your efforts inspire Israelis and Palestinians alike to unite for neighborly harmony across the land."
Largest North Korean meeting in decades held in Pyongyang. At a rare North Korean Workers' Party congressional session, the biggest in 30 years, Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il announced the promotion of his youngest son, Kim Jong-un, to four-star general and appointed him the following day to the key posts of Vice Chairman of the Central Military Commission as well as the Party Central Committee. The Supreme Leader's sister, Kim Kyong-hui, was also named a four-star general, with several other people who were promoted as well. In addition, Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il was re-elected General Secretary of the Workers' Party with overwhelming unanimous support from the party members. "Our respectful congratulations, Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il, on your re-election as well as to General Kim Jong-un for your promotion and new posts. May your nation be graced with leadership that benefits all fellow citizens in peace on the Korean Peninsula."
First World Week for the Abolition of Meat. The first ever World Week for the Abolition of Meat was observed last week in countries around the world by concerned groups and political parties to call for an end to animal cruelty and slaughterhouses. Supreme Master Television reports from Munich, Germany.
Heute gehen in mehreren Ländern Tierrechtler und Tierschützer auf die Straße, um ein Ende der Fleischproduktion zu fordern. Mit Demonstrationen und Informationsständen sollen die Menschen darauf hingewiesen werden, dass jährlich 53 Milliarden Tiere für die Fleischindustrie leiden und sterben müssen. Davon alleine 600 Millionen hier in Deutschland. Warum sollte Ihrer Meinung nach Fleisch abgeschafft werden?
Jedes Jahr werden allein für die Fleischindustrie 53 Milliarden Landtiere und ca. 100 Milliarden Meerestiere getötet. Das ist Grund genug, Fleisch abzuschaffen.
Encouraged by a growing response to the World Day for the Abolition of Meat, held annually since 2007, the duration of the event was expanded and this year was observed in countries that included Italy, France, Switzerland, Germany, South Africa, Portugal, Bolivia, Brazil, United States, Ireland, England, and India. In Germany, peaceful rallies were held, with information booths available to address the unethical practice of killing animals for meat consumption.
Die Welternährung leidet unter dem massiven Viehbestand, den wir haben. Die reichen Länder essen sehr viel Fleisch, die Armen hungern. Also von daher sollte die Nutztierhaltung auf jeden Fall abgeschafft werden. Dann auf jeden Fall auch für die Umwelt, denn die Emissionen dieser riesigen Rinderherden, in erster Linie sind es Rinder, verändern halt massiv das Klima.
"We applaud and support the global participants of World Week for the Abolition of Meat. May the day come soon when all humans turn to the humane and sustainable animal-free fare so that our sweet and defenseless co-inhabitants may thrive in God-given lives of dignity and peace."
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production:
rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Lutong disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug spreading among farm animals. Veterinary scientists at a recent conference in London, United Kingdom, announced that new antibiotic-resistant strains of E. coli and Salmonella bacteria are now spreading across livestock such as cattle and pigs. One such superbug, ESBL E. coli, has already spread to more than a third of all British dairy farms, with a near 60% incidence in farms with cows purchased from the original source in Wales. Infecting approximately 30,000 people each year in the United Kingdom alone, this bacteria has also caused 2,500 cases of blood poisoning, with half of those proving fatal within 1 month.
Some experts fear this situation will only worsen with the continued increase in factory farms where animals being raised for slaughter are routinely fed antibiotics to counter illnesses caused by the operation's extremely unhygienic and stressful conditions.
These excessively administered antibiotics are seen as being the very cause of this resistant bacteria, which then goes on to infect humans through such avenues as consuming contaminated meat.
With at least one official at the UK's Health Protection Agency warning that further mutations of the ESBL E. coli bacteria could have disastrous public health implications, other food and farming groups are calling urgently for a reduction in livestock antibiotic use.
Health Protection Agency scientists, British government, and all other concerned parties, we appreciate these insights into the dangerous bacteria being borne by more and more livestock today. May everyone swiftly comprehend the risks of meat and dairy consumption and turn instead toward organic vegan fare to save lives and peace of mind.
Working canine locates missing teens. When night fell during their evening hike in the woods, 14-year-olds Megan Savage and Taryn Winans of New Hampshire, USA, realized that they were lost and would not be able to find their way back home. Luckily, the teenage girls were able to use a cell phone to call the local police, who responded by bringing working partner Kel, a Dutch shepherd, who were able to track Megan and Taryn from where he picked up their scents all the way to the location where they were lost, some 600 yards into the woods. Megan and Taryn expressed their gratitude for the shepherd's welcome rescue as they were transported back home. We are very glad to know of the two girls' safety and send our thankfulness to the intelligent and brave canine Kel, who reminds us of the blessings bestowed by these and all amazing animal co-inhabitants. May we be ever grateful for their remarkable presence on Earth. In recognition of his noble and valued work, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Kel with the Shining World Hero Award, along with many extra goodies, etc., for all the local police dogs.
Save our planet. Study shows human impact on deep sea floor. Researchers from the National Oceanography Center in Southampton, UK, for the first time have analyzed humans' physical footprint on the ocean seafloor of the Northeast Atlantic Ocean. Their study concluded that the human activity with the greatest physical impact is bottom trawling fishing. Other human activities considered were munitions and chemical dumping, scientific research, telecommunications cables, and oil and gas drilling.
After mapping and estimating the spatial extent of each activity's impact on the sea floor, it was found that non-fisheries scientific research had a relatively small footprint, whereas fisheries-related research, oil and gas activities, and cable laying had a moderate effect. Bottom trawling by the fishing industry, however, caused by far the most devastation, with its spatial extent estimated to be at least 10 times that of other intentional activities, and a physical footprint more extensive than all other activities combined.
Our thanks, research team at the UK's National Oceanography Center, for this wake-up call to the damaging effects of bottom trawling fishing. Let us swiftly halt all such harmful actions that are impacting the oceans and work toward repairing our planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently addressed the growing emergency state of the seas due to fishing practices, as in an interview published in the September 2009 edition of the British Parliament's The House magazine.
If we do end the killing of fish in the spirit of showing respect for all created life, the fish will rebound very quickly. But the continuation of fishing activities could damage the balance of marine life beyond its ability to recover. Analysis by British researchers of hundreds of years of fishing records has revealed to us the devastating effects of trawling to both the marine environment and sea life. One scientist compared this method to harvesting apples by lowering a giant net and dragging it through the orchard, thus destroying the tree, destroying the very life that supports the fruit. Please request the media's help in spreading info about the detriments of trawling and the dire state of fish populations today. Another extremely effective practice would be to stop eating fish and advocate the same for all citizens.
Save our planet. International business leaders join the Sustainable Shipping Initiative, an endeavor co-created by UK-based Forum for the Future and World Wildlife Fund to find more socially and environmentally responsible ways to manage operations in the shipping industry.
Save our planet. More and more small farmers in Peru report that water is becoming scarcer and temperatures more extreme, confirming scientific findings regarding climate change and heightening fears about food shortages.
Save our planet. In coastal cities across Australia, courts have begun to deny building permits in areas assessed as vulnerable to protect citizens from forecast sea level rises due to global warming.
Hi, I'm Guapa the Guanaco, and this is my son, Carney.
Hello, everyone. Mom and I love our plant-based diet.
Today, we have a frugal tip.
If you or your child would like to learn to play a musical instrument, a good idea is to start out with a pre-owned one.
Many music stores offer instruments that are in good condition. Some also have rentals available, which you may prefer, at least for the first while.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green to save the planet.
Now for the weather around the globe.
Thank you.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Australia. Our association members joined concerned citizens in Sydney for the Walk Against Warming. It was part of a nationwide campaign to raise awareness among political leaders about the importance of acting now to halt climate change. About 10,000 people participated in the walk in a number of locations around Australia. In Sydney, environmental groups, families and individuals carrying eco-messages walked through the city's central business district. Our association members distributed SOS flyers and DVDs, as well as displaying banners encouraging the vegan diet. The Vegan Society of New South Wales and the Australian Vegetarian Society also took part in the procession.
We're here with the Vegan Society, and we're here to say that the animal, the meat and dairy production industries is causing major impact on the environment, and we encourage people to reduce or cut out all of their animal products.
The vegan diet is one of the best ways to combat global warming.
Bravo, citizens of Sydney and other participating Australian cities, for your earth-protecting efforts. May the world quickly take steps to save our planet by adopting the low-emissions vegan lifestyle.
In cultural news, today is the Independence Day of Botswana, observing its attainment of self-rule in 1966. North of South Africa, Botswana is home to a wide variety of animal life, including about 150 species of mammals and over 460 species of birds. SELDILO, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, is in the northwestern part of the country. Located in the Kalahari Desert, it contains 4,500 rock paintings and 70,000-year-old artifacts. In addition, SELDILO has special spiritual significance to the local peoples. We wish the citizens of Botswana an enjoyable Independence Day. Coming up, the rare Caqueta titi monkey has been discovered in Colombia. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be right back. More meaningful news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a friendly world. In animal news, a new monkey species has been found in Colombia. Conservation International, based in the United States, announced the earlier sighting of the Caqueta titi monkey by researchers from the National University of Colombia. The size of a cat, this remarkable red-bearded primate is regarded as critically endangered. There is evidence of an existing population of only about 250. The Caqueta titi monkey is monogamous, with couples forming a lifelong relationship. Our heartfelt appreciation, scientists of National University of Colombia, for your wonderful discovery. Also, many thanks, Conservation International, for sharing this good news. May we honor and protect the God-given right of all our loving animal co-inhabitants to flourish on our shared planet.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Police Check.
A policeman pulled a man over for speed driving. And then as the police go near the car, he saw he has a lot of knives on his back seat. They said, "Huh? What are you doing with all these knives?" The man said, "Oh no, nothing. I'm just a juggler, you know. I use it to do my job in the circus. I'm juggling it in the circus." "Uh-huh, really? Okay, show it to me. Prove it." So the man come out, took the knives and do his juggling. First only two, and then three, four, five, six, seven, 10 of them. And he keep juggling one after another. Wow. Suddenly another car passing by, and the driver saw that and say to his passengers, "Oh, remind me never to drink and drive again."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you, Supreme Master Television, very much for all your constructive, inspiring, and uplifting heavenly programs. They really are great encouragement to me in this life. Sometimes, just watching Supreme Master TV, I find answers for my problems. I feel peaceful in my mind and my heart. You are bettering this world significantly. From the bottom of my heart, I'd like to express my gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai. May heaven bless you always so that you can fulfill your noble mission. With love, Kim from O Lạc, Vietnam.
Gracious Kim, it is so good to hear from you. We are very happy you are enjoying watching Supreme Master Television. Indeed, our planet is infinitely blessed by Supreme Master Qinghai's holy presence. May you and your warm-hearted all-exceeds compatriots be ever graced by the divine.
Do you have a heartland today? We very much appreciate your heartlands and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be illuminated with faith, peace, and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ahead of an important referendum in Sudan, the country's leaders, along with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and US President Barack Obama, expressed their aspirations for peace in the African nation.
The Palestine refugee team makes its debut in the 2010 Homeless World Cup held in Rio, Brazil, where 64 international teams compete in awareness raising homelessness around the world, using soccer as motivation to structure and change one's life.
Five countries, Zambia, Greece, Indonesia, Chile, and Fiji, add their signatures to existing international conventions related to human rights, while Central African Republic signs an accord to protect the rights of children.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton meets with Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim in New York, USA, to discuss terms for normalizing bilateral relations, as well as a mutual agreed-upon goal of peace in Lebanon and the Middle East.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai renews his call for all parties to join the peace process after personally selecting 68 members who will serve on a high-level council to facilitate talks.
As the 20th anniversary of the reunification between East and West Germany approaches, Chancellor Angela Merkel remarks on the country's progressive evolution over the past two decades, saying that it is culturally richer as a result.
Iranian surgeons, for the first time in their country and throughout the Middle East, successfully transplant donor pancreatic islet cells to a diabetic patient, thus allowing the person's body to create the necessary insulin without requiring injections.
Uruguayan President Jose Mujica pledges a renewal of efforts to improve the lives of rural communities through funding that provides such services as electricity, as well as job generation, especially for youths.
Installation of automatic speed detection cameras in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, has significantly lowered the number of traffic fatalities in their first 4 months of use, while also reducing the overall number of accidents by 21%.
During an interview with Spain's Gear newspaper, representatives of the Basque ETA announced their willingness to declare a permanent and verifiable ceasefire, along with complete disarmament.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.